Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
No matter what level of investing you are going to change your rules. Because the real winners in life are those who look at every situation with an expectation that they can make it work or make it better. This next speaker has a tendency to do exactly that. He is amazingly experienced in the legal side of real estate. He's been doing it for 30 years. He is going to, as he does at a lot of RAIN meetings, is going to walk us through some of the legal landmines that are out there so that you go out forewarned. Anybody here want to know how one special clause lesson saved somebody $20 million? Anybody interested in that? So give it up to my friend, the best-selling author of 97 Tips, Mr. Barry Maguire.
Thank you very much. Folks, great to be here. As Don said, I've been a lawyer a long time, over 30 years, and helped people buy 20,000 properties, so I've seen lots of different things. And Tales from the Trenches are stories from members who phone me up and they go, Barry, I have to tell you about this. And they say, I guess I'm going to be featured in Tales from the Trenches if I tell you. I go, yes, you are. So we change the names to protect the innocent. But people call me up and they tell me their stories of lots of times how they've got themselves in a little bit of hot water. Yeah, they're real life wows and woes, mostly woes, but a few wows. So let's get going. And our first story is a thank you, and this is about the buying from a developer. I'm just going to start with this. Our member thinks there's a $20 million that she was exposed to here that is potentially saved. And the email I got was so good that the whole email is in your handout. I owe you a $20 million thank you. Not sure how I'm going to accomplish that. On a new level, I know and really do appreciate the advice you give in Tales. Here's the story. So our member is looking to buy three lots from a developer. And these are raw lots. There is a non-standard purchase contract. Goes in to see the developer at their office, talks to the sales representative, and takes a look at the contract. First thing he sees is that it's a non-standard contract. As you all know, if you're buying a piece, a condo townhouse or a three-bedroom bungalow, there's a standard Alberta Real Estate Association contract that we almost always use. You've seen them all before. There's no real surprises unless people are scratching things out. That's a standard kind of contract. Developers have non-standard contracts drafted for them by giant downtown law firms who spend $500 an hour and lots of hours drafting 20-page contracts that, guess what, are completely in favor of the developer. Not that you would expect any different, but just in case you were, it's not in your favor for sure. For sure. The other thing that our member noticed was that although the salesperson said that they were a licensed realtor, what was the word I used in Calgary? They were a doofus, which is a very strict legal term when we're not going to go into the exact definition of that, but this salesperson didn't really know what they were doing. So this is not giving our member confidence, going, you know, now what the heck did Barry say at one of those meetings? What was it he said? Oh yeah, if you're writing up a contract, always add this clause if you're unsure about what the heck you're doing. I mean, if you're buying another condo unit in a complex where you already own 10 condo units, you probably don't have to send that contract to me for a review, and you probably don't have to put that clause in. But if you're in any situation that's any way at all out of the ordinary, or if you're just uncomfortable, put that darn clause in to protect you. So, in this case, I wasn't acting for the member, and they send the contract off to their lawyer for review, and here's what comes up. The developer, who is purporting to be the person who has ownership of the lots, That's not the name on the title. So we got someone who's trying to sell who doesn't even have their name on the title. There is this thing called the Liz Pendens registered against the title. Liz Pendens is Latin for lawsuit pending. That means somebody's suing the person whose name is on the title. Not good. Not good. The lawyer says, have you looked in the contract? It says if you don't close on time, and if you pay any money late for any reason, you're going to pay 18% interest. And the lawyer says, and I agree, these deals can be delayed for lots of different reasons. Lots of stuff happens. It's 18%. And lastly, there were $20 million worth of mortgages registered against the titles. Now, typically, if a developer is selling lots, they sell a lot, they get the money in, they send whatever money they get from the sale of that lot off to their bank, and the bank gives what they call a partial discharge and gets rid of all those big mortgages against the lot. That's how it goes. But did the contract say anything about that? No. Said nothing about the developer's responsibility to get rid of the $20 million worth of mortgaging. So, now here's four big problems that showed up. And so, the end of this tale, when I talked to our member outside earlier, is that they weren't able to resolve all these difficulties. So the problems show up, there's talking back and forth, and they weren't able to resolve all the difficulties. But he got a call from the developer saying, okay, we've sorted out all this stuff. If you still want to buy the properties, come on in, let's do it, we'll pay your legal fees, and you know, we'll get her done. And 2 hours later, got another call from the developer saying, sold it to someone else. Didn't even get a chance to go in and do it. Developer continuing to have the same spots that they were showing during the negotiation process, and so although our member spent some money on legal fees, getting some knowledge about this deal, is he happy he spent the dough? Well, you know, not totally happy when you got to pay a lawyer bill, but happy that they're not involved in something like this, which could have just, these kinds of things upset your whole life. You want smooth and neat and tidy. You don't want to get yourself in the middle of any of this kind of stuff because it's expensive and horrible and time-consuming and stomach-wrenching. So, what do we learn out of this? Subject to my lawyer's approval is always a good clause if you have any issues whatsoever. And maybe even when you're just getting started, because we got, you know, a bunch of new folks in here tonight, you don't even know if you're comfy with the contract or how they all work. So for your first couple, put that in and let your lawyer have a look at it. Let him tell you it's a standard contract. Watch for telltale signs. So if, you know, to have an incompetent salesperson who can't explain and doesn't know and is iffing and humming and hawing, that's a telltale sign that, you know, you've got to be careful. So watch for that. And again, these developer contracts are never standard. Don't let anybody tell you it's a standard contract because it never is.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.